Testing 1, 2, 3.
Jimmy, this morning we were talking about your experience reindeer herding.
Yeah.
And also, you were an athlete who did some running as well. So we'd like to hear about both of those things, about the reindeer herding and then about your running. Could you tell us about the running experience that you've had? You used to be a runner, is that right?
Yeah.
Could you tell us about that?
Okay. First, look, we're talking about herding, reindeer herding. It was herded in 1914. When I was 12 years old, I've been herded, reindeer herding. My boss' name was Lupin Anayak. He'd been died. So, 4 years, we're working for Anayak. 1 year, in the earmark, reindeer, six reindeer. We get 1 year, six reindeer. For female, and 2 male for earmark. My earmark is a reindeer. My earmark, the right side L, this side V. It's like a V and L. If you see right in the front, L, right side, left side, V, reindeer earmark. Every reindeer hunter got own earmark reindeer. You don't have to lift up. Only government reindeer, no mark. No mark. Government reindeer. They got government reindeer. See, four herders. Logan, Nana, Ayak, I worked for him. Olin, Nook, Irwin. Irwin, Hanano, he was working for Olin, Nook. Just like me, herder. Called Apprentice. We call it Spanish. Yeah. We work for radio. David Chibula, he's a chief hunter. He was a chief hunter, David Chibula. He got two hunters. His brother, Tamlo, and Alfred Tamlo, and Peter Wiley. He got two hunters. And Jackson, Nuka, he was herder, my father, Tamatu, my father, he was herder. My father, he went go herder before I go. The teacher, he let me go herder for Anaya when I was 12 years old. He said about me, I will be homesick for my father and mother. Just me, I stay as my brother, my father's brother, I stay in his home. The son is cousin, Donald, his son. So, I work for 4 years. First year, six reindeer. The second year, eight more, eight reindeer. Six female and 2 male. And third year, 10. Six female and 4 male. Earmark. Then 4 years, same thing, 10. Six female and 4 male. Then send them home. Then we get home by ourselves. In the springtime, when the feeders come, we buy a tent, stove, and flour, sugar, tea, coffee, and lard, and shotgun, and rice. They give it to us so we can see our own home. That's the way we do it. I've been 25 years chief herder. I walk St. Lawrence Island. In July, we go around to Rendier. Sometimes eight boys go around to Rendier. Then we drive to the corral. Then we push it. Then we corral Rendier. Young phone and castrated. And we put some steer for food because from Grambo they like buy skin, also meat. They trade, some of them they trade walrus skin, rope, walrus hide, some baby seal skin for the harness for reindeer. We cut almost 3 inches for harness for reindeer. Make a rope, they call lasso for reindeer. We do it lasso, they never shoot it with a lasso, rope. Throw it and kill them, that we do it always, not shoot them before. But we not put in the corral. When we put in the corral, with the knife, we cut it. The knife is cut right here, throat, and kill it. We do it that way. I've been chief for 25 years. I've been work hard. Sometimes when we round the reindeer, sometimes 3 days, never sleep, give walk. Keep going, we drive reindeer. We don't want Lois out there. I told the boys, if we get to the Chironga, you will long sleep. And other boys, they will watch it reindeer. I told them. Some young boys very tired, sick. They make sick because that much heat. That's why too much walk, long walk, never sleep. 3 days, sometimes we never sleep. And walk hard, walk everything. In the fall, when David Chipola was cheaper in the fall, November, October to November, we go to the other side of the mountain, they got corral.
Did you show us on the map?
Yeah. This is Chironga. Right here. You see right here. We put it up there. We drive the corral. We put it. Sometime a 300-400 steer, we kill them. Then we north star when the wind change from the south, come up to the harbor. That's a harbor. That's right, the harbor. We anchor right there and take carcass to Seattle. To Seattle.
The North Star?
Yeah, North Star. North Star, it's before it's a small boat, wooden boat. Now it changed a big boat. The owners of store stuff and teachers. We do it that way always. In December, we get dividend, we get money from reindeer because. They sell it all of the meat from Seattle. They buy all the reindeer meat. That's why we get the money. December.
Is that the only time they pay you, or do they pay you during the season too?
Only we get money from a chief herder when it was hurting, 45 cents an hour we worked. 45 cents an hour. That much? 45 cents an hour, the TS, yeah, when we made your hurting.
What year was that?
Huh?
What year was it?
What year?
45 cents. How many years?
Oh, until when I shoot for the, it's different. $2 there. 75 cents an hour when I was cheaper there.
When were you cheaper
there?
How old were you when you
I was 1924.
Then you were cheaper?
Yeah, cheaper there. Until I could nurse. I was pretty young when I married.
Yeah, how long did you herd reindeer? What year did you quit? herder for 25 years?
Yeah.
You started in 1914?
1914.
So about 1939?
Yeah, 1940. Yeah.
How much would they pay the herders, not the chief, but the other herders in 1940?
1940, about 45 cents an hour. 45 cents an hour. Because we don't get much money, so that's why a little bit get that 45 cents an hour. If you want reindeer meat skin, it's all right. Too, by the way, $2. One skin cost $2.
Yes, sir. Okay. Any questions about reindeer herding?
Yep. How did you pack your gear? Any of the gear that you took along? Did you pack it on reindeer? Did you put it on a pack on your back?
Alright.
When you're reindeer herding, how do you move things around? On a reindeer, or you carry it on your back, or what?
We carry it ourselves.
We carry it ourselves.
How do you mark the reindeer's ear? With a knife?
With a knife.
You just cut the skin?
Yeah.
Or the hole in the...
Just the hair, you know. Their mouth.
How do you hold a reindeer down when you mark the ears?
We cut it to that.
What?
We cut it ourselves.
There's a question over there.
Jimmy, why do you mark both ears?
Yeah.
Why both? Why not just one?
Because every those who are doing here, they got different marks. Yeah. You don't have mark other person when they're. But sometimes those who was watching in the night time, when the phoning time, we watch them all when phoning time. When the little phone come out, so Irma, just like a mother. Just like a mother. We Irma. Because belong to that now, during here. If somebody earmarked with his own reindeer, that the reindeer, it will not bone, they will not lose, they will keep them. They know it. She know it, reindeer. It's young fawn, they know it. Yeah. If lots of reindeer, young fawn, when we drive to the creek over, the young fawn scared from lots of them behind. So we will stop, we watch them. The mother, look around. When you find it, they go after them. They go kick them right on all the way. Then when everyone calls the mother, then we go grab again. Yeah. Same black, spotted, white. They never wrote the mother. They find it. They kick them right away. We thought they were lost. They never lost in the ocean on daily.
Does everybody mark both ears?
Yeah, everybody marks
both ears.
Both ears. Both ears, yeah. Some mark it's V and cut left side. Or left side V, right side cut straight.
How come you mark both sides? Why not just one side?
I don't know. Some of them got just one earmark without another side.
Oh, some of them have just one side.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Gail has a question there.
How many families were there with reindeer?
Reindeer family? I mean,
that owned reindeer.
Only four families before. Four families.
That had reindeer?
Yeah. Yeah. One reindeer.
And how many did you have?
Mine is when I got on myself 300 altogether, my reindeer altogether. When we counted. Because in the last part of July, when we corralled, we know how many reindeer we counted. So every reindeer, those who got chief herder and David and Holland, David and Pinaya, I got 700 old girl reindeer.
700?
Yeah, 700 each.
Each one?
Yeah, each one. My father got 400, mine is 300 in India. I get, because in the morning time, most of them, when I get young fawns, mostly female, that's why I grow pretty quick, my reindeer, like a female.
How many did you start with?
Six.
Six to start with?
Yeah.
And you had over
400. Yeah.
And somebody else had 700.
David had 700. David and he was Canadian because he was first starter.
Yeah. And then was there somebody else that had reindeer too?
Yeah. Every person you got 500, 600.
So there were thousands of reindeer there.
Yeah. When the last corral, when we left corral, we got 10,000 deer. Lots of them. In the winter time, they've been starved. Almost no more reindeer that time. Few left. I don't know how many left. Because winter sport, they call mouse. Quite clean. They eat it in the winter time, reindeer. You got no, they eat some grass a little bit. Mostly they like it most, but they not grow every year. I learned it from Lapland. The Lapland is first to herders. When he take 10 reindeer for gamble, at Lapland with their, with the reindeer, the teacher for the Eskimo reindeer herder, really poor boys. We learned we grow without reindeer not eating 5 years. 5 years grow most winter for pretty slow. Any kind leaves, any kind, you know, in the springtime, different kind of leaves growing. The reindeer eat it. That's why it gets fat right away. Looks like they eat the fresh meat. And that's why getting fat in the early spring, in the summertime. In the wintertime, getting fat in the early spring, when the fur changes in the springtime, early springtime, the fur changes, the horn fell down and could grow again another horn, new one. Yeah.
Did they graze all over, were they all over the island?
Yeah.
And then you heard them?
Yeah.
What time of the year did you hear them? Fall time or when?
Fall would be staying, no matter in the winter time, we stay in the deer camp. Right here. Yeah. Right here. We stay right here. We stay right here. The regular coming to us right here, always. Stay there. Some of them come up to right here. Right now, most of the reindeer right here, around here, know these kids in the south side.
There's still reindeer there?
Yeah, because still reindeer. I don't know how much we got. We never counted. So we got six boys here right now.
Yeah.
But they don't go harder anymore. They hurt us. They've been calling me. They want me for committee for reindeer. So I help the herders now. I told them, you better try to hurt again. Watch them. Let them grow quick. Because in the morning time, the fox and raven, they kill it. Young fawn, small one. The fox kill it. Raven kill it. That's why they don't watch it right now. Now no more hunting time. Before we always watch it. That's why we never load reindeer. Young fawn. Yeah.
Did reindeer go to the other end of the island?
Yeah.
All over.
Yeah. I've been go reindeer sled, go down to Gamble, to South Whiskey, Gamble.
Reindeer sled?
Yeah.
I go
by reindeer sled.
Nicole, you got a question?
Do you need to watch them when it's in the middle of the winter and cold out?
Do you watch them in the winter time too?
Yeah, we stay in the reindeer time, yeah, winter time.
Yeah.
We come to deer camp, we stay there. In the winter time, always, we stay in the deer. Every day we go hurt. I walk, we go walk in the winter time, no matter what.
Yeah. All right. Do you use dogs when you herd?
Yeah, just we keep it to one tent, eight dogs.
Yeah.
We never use it for reindeer. Oh, no. Yeah. Just we train the three-year, we use a three-year when it's time.
I was going to ask how long it took for a herd of four to grow to a herd of 300.
You started with four? No, six. When you first started, how many reindeer you have? Six?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get 300?
About maybe 10 years. 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Rick? I wondered if the Gamble people or Savunga people, do they use the meat themselves?
Yeah. Go to it, July, last part of July, when we start to corral, and Gam will come to Zavonga to corral. We put a tent. Then we put a, we got corral other side of the, this side of Iwit, we call picnic. The name was picnic. You see there, a corral. We put it up there. Gambo, by whaleboat, went to the corral. They help us when we draw the corral to corral. But mostly, Gambo people, they were, they don't know what, they might jump to him. To, sometimes he will run away when the ranger hurt, run to the man, he will run away, and they scared. We tell him not to run away, tell him all will stop, let him, we don't want load him. When we start to corral, some people are scared.
So, but you don't use dogs, you just
no.
walk?
No, no, we don't use dogs. We keep it in the camp, one tent, eat dogs. When we, something happens, we use dog sled to Taronga. We use my dog sled to Taronga.
So, how do you corral it? You just go on foot?
Yeah.
Walk?
Walk, corral, you go walk. Corral, ride the corral. We use a burlap. Burlap. We use burlap. We got burlap each month.
Yeah.
Hold it, burlap, and dry it.
Yeah. How many men round up?
20, sometime over 20,
30. Yeah. Did you have a question, Mark, or did you have a question?
When you slaughter the reindeer, why didn't you shoot them? Why did you slit their throats?
No, we lost them before. Now they're using a 22. When we, before we, when we not corral at home, at the Longa, they use 22. More bullets for young form. Now it's they don't know what anymore. We go by snow machine right now to go after them, snow machine, make them scared. Now, pretty wild now. Because they never watch them anymore. Quite in a while.
You used to lasso them?
Yeah.
And then you kill them after
yeah.
you lasso them?
We lasso them on that. Kill them, a young fawn.
How did you kill them?
By knife, right in the heart.
Yeah, why didn't you use the bullets to kill them? Why did you use a knife instead of a gun?
We don't have 22 before with the knife over. We don't, because Now it's because no more years to last him. That's why he was 22.
Rick, when they lived in their reindeer camp, were they trapping too then?
Or yeah, we trapping. White fox? Yeah, we trap.
Did you sell the furs then?
Yeah, we sell it about $45 a piece, white fox. $45 a piece like that.
That's more pay than reindeer.
Right?
Gail had a question too.
Yeah. Gail? I'm wondering, why did they stop watching the reindeer? Why did they stop watching the reindeer?
I don't know. I don't know why they stopped. No more what? I don't know.
When did they stop?
1965.
Oh, not very long.
Not
ago.
Very long. Ago.
And all the time from 1914 all the way up to 1965.
Yeah,
or so?
Yeah. Always. Every four boys heard him. Always, every day. Four boys. Because each boys heard him. Four boys, 1 month, heard him every day. Four boys, when we stayed at their camp. Four boys, chop wood, get some back wood. Only four boys, did not work homework. Only hurting, that's all. Four boys, chop wood, take ice for water. Yeah. 1 month. 1 month over, another boys term again. This one at and four boys rest. The homework again.
Do they all take turns?
Yeah. Each term, yeah. Every month term. Except in the following time, from a village, when we put a point time, those who want to watch for reindeer herd point time, we help us for point time. Always, 1 week, 1 week, stay there, point camp, stay there 1 week. And the four boys, another boys, then come back, other boys, just for watching. Four boys watch again 1 week. Every day it happens. Every day, in the week. Watch reindeer. Really one lord, that's right.
Vivian?
The ring, did it have a beard? There's a thing on the neck. Could you use that one? Like, what would you like?
Right?
What would you like? Someone has you at that.
So we had more old than me in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, reindeer skin, they got the white lung one right here, see? We use, when somebody playing with the reindeer white one, long one right here, see, tied them. Also, those who make a mitten for a gloves for the dancer, put the that kind of fur.
Long
time ago. Also, stick for a walrus, I mean a drum. You got to put the left hand far on, long one, tight in the front. No time to go. No more right now, no more.
Do they use that, like that sinew or for sewing, long hand though?
Yeah. The lady, really. I hope we got the deer skin with the fur right here, so maybe I can make it put them right here. And when that happened, it was dancing.
Yeah.
Did they use the hose for anything?
Yeah, skin, maybe glove skin, yeah.
What about the hose?
Deerskin legs.
Yeah.
Deerskin legs. With for dancing. Mitten, glove. Mostly glove. Mostly mitten. Mostly mitten.
Yeah.
I think
it's two.
I
tell you.
Peter? Oh, yeah, sorry, my friend. Oh, all right. Rick? Did they eat the, like the head? Did they boil that up or anything, or?
Not cook it?
Also, we got two reindeer that was to boil it. Inside, we eat it. Boil it when they boil it.
Yeah.
Also, head, boil it, we eat it.
Yeah.
Boil it.
I was just wondering, the reindeer been implanted there, maybe not native.
They were brought in.
So before the reindeer, were there caribou or anything
no,
like that?
No, they got no caribou. They brought from some place 10 only reindeer before, went to the island. Then another year, they bring 20, that's all. Yeah. And grow.
So they brought 30 all together and
yeah.
You got all the herds
yeah.
Just by 30 strangers.
Because for 6 female and 1 male, you know, they tell just like a wife, because wife, 6 female and 1 male. Yeah, but 6 wives.
Any other questions on reindeer herding?
I was wondering if you could tell us what part of the reindeer you like to eat or use for anything else. Like, do you eat the heart? And do you use the brains for tanning? Sometimes people have done that. The liver and the stomach, do you use those?
You use all the meat?
Yeah. Yeah, we use all the meat.
Yeah.
Also, the stomach, not inside, just outside stomach. We eat it. Everything we eat it.
And then the heart and liver.
Heart. Liver and heart, do we eat it? Liver with the mixed flour. Blood with mixed flour.
Yeah. Do you ever tan reindeer skin? You tan them?
They tan it ourselves.
Yeah, do you,
ourselves.
Do you use the brains?
Yeah.
To
brain. We eat the brains.
Okay. Rick, you have another question? When those laps came over, they get along pretty well with people?
Yeah. Of course, Black Band, you know, before he got reindeer, that's why he used reindeer always, that band, you know. Except this lady is just like a kayak. Just like a kayak. Great. He used to take over. Yeah. Because kayak. We used to ourselves make slate about 2 feet little wide. Because anytime, whenever we not staying close to the village, sometime storm bound, blowing hard, we stop. Stay there until good weather. One time, after 3 days outdoors, we never come back home because bad weather. I've been seeing us outside that time, blowing hard. Couldn't see. I was around there asleep, so I stopped. Good weather. I got warm food. I got double young bone, unborn skin inside, and butchered skin outside. And we got deerskin pants inside, and silkskin pants outside. The socks, wool socks, deerskin socks, and deerskin boots. Mittens, deerskin blades, with the yarn inside. Warm, they will be cold. And it will be cold.
Peter?
I was wondering how much the North Star gave you for the tarp, the reindeer meat, and did you sell the antlers too? Did you sell the antlers too?
When they ship it to Seattle, Germany, we get December, I get $300. I get money, just like my dear older brother. Everybody here get $700, $600, $500, each. Just like got bring your.
Did those forms get all the way around the room? Did you not get them? Oh, I thought they were in that door.
Too bad I'm not good to talk English much. But anyway, I try to talk English. Because I went to school, but only second grade I did school. That's why I've been missed school for herders when I was 12 years old. Second grade I've been quit school. That's why I've been missed school. Except in Sri Lanka, when they did school, in young man class I've been school a little bit. Young man school. Because every evening, Monday to Friday, evening, 7 o'clock, young man class, 1 hour school, in the evening, young man, yeah, and go to school, only 1 hour.
Jimmy, you were telling me about racing. You used to run races. Can you talk about the racing?
Mm-hmm. First thing, I'm going to tell you how I picked a good runner, good race. One week, I was a good, I'm not good runner before. One boy, his name was a horse, Akia. He's a good runner. He's good runner. Good was, he told me, you are a pretty bad boy, very slow. He told me all the way, because I'm not a good runner. So I asked you for the, in the morning time, I told him, I'm not watching for reindeer. I'm going to exercise. Go every day, go climb in the mountain. So 1 week, every morning, I'm not hurting. Not funny. Just go around the mountain, come down, whole day, come down, always run. So that's why, and you were. Lawrence, Ernest, Homer, Charles, I forgot the one now. The five boys, a good runner, a gamble. From the visitor, everything, a visitor from Siberian, people come over to gamble. They're running. The gamble boys, four or five boys, they beat them, Siberian people, running. Except one Siberian boy, one time when he went to a gamble visit, all the boys, five boys, they beat him. Siberian boys could run because he was a tall man. I wasn't a herder, I was a dairy cow. He come to get me. So he took me to gamble. The little man, the name was Kunuka, a buck, maybe. This one, tall one. Kunuka. He's a good run before. About 7 feet, he jumped on top. 7 feet, he jumped over. He catch bucks, go run after him. They catch him. He's very fast, smooth man. And they told me, when I get to gamble, you better not eat. They told me, you better not eat. Okay, I tell him. Just 2 bites of meat, I ate it. He told me, you better not drink tea, no. So I go into running. So I go over after. Bunch of people running. All people tell us, you better go around. Go in. Right in the beach, you go to the beach, go around the lake and the mountain, come up here. The old people tell us that way. Some other people, old people tell, why not go around? Go this way, come back. It's all right. They might broke the leg, somebody. Old people tell us. So, 8 boys only, 8 boys. Four boys, and me, and 3 gamble boys. Let me go around. When we go around near the lake, come to village, about 1 mile, two boys, they've been hit, going faster than ours. But I follow the Siberian runner, good runner. I follow him. When I go further, 2 boys, I want to go meet him, that boys. So after a while, we go. Getting close and go past. Then he told me, Lauren, you better go past him. So so I go fast, go run. So just like your dog we run. But about 500 yards, I've been fell down. I don't know how, I don't know why I've been fell down. I couldn't stand up. My muscles get weak, 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 everything. My body is weak, couldn't stand up. I don't know why. After 5 days, stand up, couldn't run it. My legs do it, always fell, almost fell down. When he meet me, that boy, he follow me, he walk. The Siberian man, he told him, go over, go over. He did not go over, but he told to the men, old people. So we go run together. When he passed me, I go follow. After that, I was walking. The old people asked me, you're getting stronger? No, not quite. When I get strong again, he told me, you go only two of them, two, only two, you and him, you go run. Nobody go with you. So we gonna start them again. So they turn back, that man, we don't want to go. Because just like I do it that way, that's why he don't want to follow me. Maybe he do not follow me, that's why he came back. I gave him.
Was that by one of the lakes by Gamble?
Yeah.
Which lake?
You got lakes like that down there, too.
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah. How far did you run? What's the longest race?
It was, I've been first running about 30 miles. 30 miles.
Was that somewhere around Gamble,
right?
Or
from Chilongas to South Tide. Right here. Go back.
You run that far in a race?
What's called? I run it. That man, you said now I tell you, a little man, his name was Kuruka.
Yeah.
He was, sometime, they go around, I don't know how much far from Gamble to the mountain right here, somewhere. Probably maybe a couple hours. He come back. Man, small man, my, he's good run. He's a good runner. Yeah, he's very fast.
Where was he from?
He Gamble, boy.
Gamble,
yeah. The father is, the father is good filler. Boy, yeah, good filler. Every year he caught sometime each wheel in the springtime. His father.
Father?
Eight wheel? Yeah, eight wheel. Father, eight wheel. That's good filler. Yeah. Good filler, man.
Speaking of whaling, before we run out of time, is that the kind of harpoon that they use?
This is different, man. This is different. This is using for fishing, I think. It's different.
Yeah.
Something like this. They got testing right here, end of the ivory testing. And also, the ivory. The ivory right here. Tight right here.
Yeah.
Then just like that, put right here, see? And harpoon head right here in the front.
ivory.
And
this is for fishing, I think.
For fishing?
Yeah, fishing harpoon.
How about the other one, Jimmy?
It's for fiddling. You get from, fishing from Peter, you know, fiddling boat. Fishing. Yeah. It's harpoon. Strike them. Strike them. This one, hold it. But you hold it right here, see. About maybe 5 feet, that's it. That's a long hold it right here. Huh. And if it'll come on, strike them. Boom. That much go in.
Did you ever lose a harpoon? Did a whale ever get away?
We use other harpoon. We use for walrus. This kind.
Did you lose any?
This is not for walrus. For fishing, this one. For fishing.
What kind of fish do you use that for?
Hmm?
What kind of fish would you use a harpoon like that for?
Walrus?
No.
Fishing?
What kind of fish,
This is a long time ago they're fishing. Do you use it for fishing?
What kind of fish? Tom cod? Salmon?
No. Grayling?
Grayling?
Grayling? Salmon? Frog?
Yeah.
We use it. For the tom cod, he used a small hook for a fishing line. He used a tom cod. Also, he got net about this much long, this much round. With the line on, draw, pull it in. That's a tom cod, you know. Just like a fish meat.
Do you ever use the net under the ice?
No. When it's on the side. In the fall, in the creek, they used to make a hole with the net on the bottom. It's white creek.
Jimmy,
when you
hunt seals, how do you hunt seals? Do you use one of those spears
and a thrower? Long time ago, you used harpoon. Where? Harpoon. They got harpoon here, the ivory. Little smaller head. Harpoon head.
Did you use like a stroke? I don't know what you call it.
Harpoon. That time they got no gun before.
Did you use spears or harpoon?
Harpoon.
Only harpoon?
Harpoon, harpoon, yeah.
Jimmy, did you ever have the throwers that they used to throw the spears with, or harpoons?
They got spear. Some of them got spear.
Did they have a thrower to throw it with?
Yeah.
Did they ever use that when you were growing up, the thrower?
No. No. You mean a chill hook?
No. Spear thrower.
Yeah.
Peter, did you have a question?
Do you still fish at home, Jimmy? Do you still fish?
We got something like this here for fish. Yeah. Spear throw. Yeah.
Do you fish anymore?
No.
only fishing rod right now. Fishing rod only. Now fishing rod, fish net. Yeah. I don't know that.
That's the difference. Just like the other one is southeastern. Okay.
Some people keep them good.
Okay, we're out of time now. How many have the other class with Jimmy, the dance class? Okay, I guess
where is it going to be?
That's at the head common, upper common, and that's at 6 o'clock tonight. Yeah.